What do you have for us today? What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, we're ending our second full week of school here, and our activities calendar is definitely heating up, much like the weather outside. So we'll get right into it. Thursday, we've got home softball. We've got a JV and varsity doubleheader against Kearney. The softball team is currently 4-0, and a great opportunity to come out to Schilke Fields and see them in action. Also on Thursday, all levels of volleyball head to Columbus. That'll be the debut of our new head coach, Andrew Worley, and his staff. They had some great success this past weekend in the Jamboree, and we're excited to see what they can do Thursday night in Columbus. Friday, starting off in the morning, Coach Bigsby and the boys tennis team will be heading to Lincoln for a varsity invitational with Lincoln High and Lincoln Northeast. Coach Berg will be taking the girls' varsity golf team to Kearney. And then Friday night, our football team will be hosting Papillion La Vista South. Papillion La Vista South picked up their first win of the season last week. As we all know, Fremont, a highly competitive game against Columbus last week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so close for the boys. We're talking inches, but they're looking to bounce back and pick up that first win Friday night. Saturday morning, then, the varsity volleyball team is in action again at the Omaha North Invitational, and the varsity softball team heads to Blair looking to defend their title at the Blair Softball Invitational. Then we're back Monday. Monday, we've got boys JV and varsity tennis heading to Lincoln East in the afternoon. We've got the softball team, the varsity, and the JV in single game action at Bellevue East. And then it'll be the first game for our JV football team. They are heading to Lincoln High. And then to wrap it up, next Tuesday, girls varsity golf heads on the road to Woodland Hills, while the JV squad will stay at home and play Tuesday afternoon. We've got the opening game of our freshman football team. They will head to Lincoln East at 4:30 next Tuesday. And then finally, we've got all levels of varsity volleyball, JV, and reserve heading to Lincoln Northeast.
Okay. Cross country will get going here pretty soon. I know I was talking to Brad Dahl the other day, and he said, yeah, it's a little bit down the road here yet, right?
Yep, still a little ways out. You know, they're working and training like they always do. You always see our kids out on the streets working hard. Coach Sean and Beth McMahon have really got the kids geared up, and so we're excited to get them in action very soon as well.
What's the best way to stay up to date, Mike, with all the activities that are going on?
You can find us on the web at FremontTigers.org. You can also follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Fremont Sports.
You know, you got a tough act to follow here because Heidi did a pretty darn good job on these reports.
You know, Heidi did an amazing job for years for us and probably did more for us than we'll ever know. And, you know, I'm new on the job, but I'm excited to get going, and it's been a great first 2 weeks, and I'm looking for more.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you giving us the report this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day, and go Tigers.
Yeah, you bet. Mike Schleicher with Fremont High this morning, our Tiger Time report, brought to you by Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. We get time to...